This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over the country by USA Radio Network. I just realized, literally, in the last break, in the last few minutes, that our last show for 2021 was on Wednesday. And I took Thursday and Friday off. And on Thursday, I wrote my column for my nationally syndicated newspaper column, Creator Syndicate. To syndicate it all over the country, and none of you heard it. Usually I read it on Fridays on this show, and sometimes I write it a little earlier. You might hear it on Thursdays on this show. But I did not read it to you even yesterday on Monday, so here it is Tuesday, a couple of days late. But I became this topic in media all around the world while you guys were away, right? Well, I was off on Thursday and Friday. I was in the headlines all over the world because I got in a disagreement with Trump over vaccines. And the UK Daily Mail had me in the headlines, and so did media in India and Russia and China and all over the world, Brazil, and all over the United States and all the liberal websites. It was Wayne Root in a big fight, or conservative radio host Wayne Root in a big fight with Donald Trump. So here was my response. And I wanted you all to hear it. My message to President Trump about the COVID vaccine. As usual, the liberal, biased, fake news, mainstream media is lying and misrepresenting again. It was only days ago that I published my nationally syndicated Creators Syndicate column titled Celebrate the Trump Christmas Miracle. And in that column, I celebrated the greatest political comeback perhaps in history. Trump is back, winning in the polls, beating Biden, far more popular and respected than Biden or even the Pope in polls. That's right, even the Pope. A majority of voters agrees there was a massive fraud in the 2020 election. Even 41% of Democrats agree. Trump has truly made both a political and financial comeback for the ages. And the media response to my column? Nothing. Zip. Nada. A total media blackout. The media just can't and won't allow the American people to hear anything positive about Trump. But then during that same weekend, Trump made some comments about the COVID vaccine that I strongly disagreed with. It's the first issue we've ever disagreed on. And I made several national television appearances to make my case. I believe he's a huge favorite to regain the White House in 2024, Trump is. But the way Trump is speaking about the vaccine could turn off his base and therefore damage his prospects. Of course, the media took this as a negative. They couldn't wait to announce that Wayne Allen Root is fighting with Donald Trump. You know, I made a comment on the Alex Jones show. I was on for an hour. And I said, Trump needs an intervention. I'd like to be the guy who conducts the intervention. That was not meant in a negative way. That was meant in a way that I knew would attract media headlines all around the world. Wayne Allen Root, talk show host, says Trump needs an intervention. That wasn't meant that, like, it's a cocaine intervention, an alcoholics intervention. That was meant that he's right on every issue in the entire world except the vaccine. And when he says the vaccine's great and it saved millions of lives and nobody's dying from it, he's wrong. And I could come with 1,000 statistics, facts, to totally dissuade him and change his mind and change the way he talks about the vaccine. That's all I meant. So the media couldn't wait to announce that Wayne Root is fighting with Donald Trump. My disagreement with Trump made headlines all over the USA and all over the world. Before I went to sleep last night, this was written last Thursday. Before I went to sleep last night, I read the cover story about my fight with Trump at the UK Daily Mail. Earlier in the day, my disagreement with Trump made headlines at AOL, Yahoo News, Reuters, Business Insider, The Daily Beast, and hundreds of news. I need to guarantee fame with the media is to disagree with Donald Trump, even if it's the one and only time out of thousands of issues you ever disagreed. They'll make you famous anytime you disagree with Trump. Anything to make Trump look bad. But, you see, I'm not fighting with Trump. That's a lie. That's fake news. That couldn't be further from the truth. A journalist for Reuters contacted me today and wanted me to comment on my fight with Trump. And will I support him anymore? Here was my answer. Good morning, Alexandra. I'm a strong supporter of President Trump. Always have been, always will be. I believe he was the greatest president of my lifetime, even better than Ronald Reagan. I believe Trump is the best economic president in history. I wish he was president right now. America would be headed in a far more positive direction. I believe the odds are very high Trump will be president again in 2024, and I'll be his biggest supporter. If anyone agrees with me 70% or more of the time, we're friends and teammates. President Trump and I agree 99% of the time on every political issue. This is the first issue I've ever disagreed with him on. It doesn't dampen my enthusiasm for him back, for having him back as president one iota. He was a great president. He's made one of the greatest political comebacks in history as of right now. A huge majority of the country wants him back. A huge number of voters wish they could have their vote back. Biden is a disaster. I believe Trump is the prohibitive favorite to be back in the White House in 2024, and I pray that happens. But we do disagree on this one issue, the COVID vaccine. The intervention I spoke of was simply a chance to convince President Trump that he should alter his message. He deserves full credit for being a 4-star general, or maybe it's a 5-star general, whatever the highest level is, and coordinating the amazing response to COVID. Trump was fantastic, but he should now stress these 5 things. Number 1, the vaccine and booster after booster for everyone was never what was intended. The vaccine was only to fight a holding pattern until therapeutics could be developed. Trump had put therapeutic development on a fast track. Biden and the Democrats stopped that. Number 2, the vaccine was never intended for those who had COVID and have therefore acquired natural immunity. Number 3, it was only intended for those at high risk and certainly never intended for children. Number 4, Trump should stress his strong opposition to vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, mask mandates, and lockdowns. And number 5, Trump would never have allowed power-crazed, control-freak politicians to use the vaccine as an excuse to destroy your business or steal your job. I think that accurately sums up my position. That's the end of my response to Reuters. Now I'm back to my actual column. I think that accurately sums up my position. President Trump does not and obviously will not pivot 180 degrees from COVID vaccine cheerleader to being negative about the vaccine, nor does he have to. But he needs to pivot now to one core message. Condemning in the strongest terms how the vaccine mandate is being used to destroy jobs, businesses, and lives. He needs to become the most ferocious opponent of vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, mask mandates, and lockdowns. President Trump should take credit for making the vaccine available in record time. But he has to point out that America is about freedom and choice. Those who want it can get it because of his efforts. Those who don't want it are free to never get it. And he must stress he will fight for our right to enjoy freedom and choice. My body, my choice. Here, perhaps, the most crucial point of all for President Trump to make. If science won't respect or allow discussion or debate, it's no longer science. It's just propaganda. I'm all in for Trump 2024. Happy New Year. And then I added a P.S., one postscript after the fact. I took a position in disagreement with Trump for the first time. And in response to that, I got thousands of emails in the past 24 hours. Thousands. Every single conservative, patriot, and Trump supporter that contacted me was on my side. Every single one of them thanked me for my courage to speak the raw truth. Every single one of them hopes and prays I can help Trump see the light on this one issue. Trump's army of 80 million is 100% on my side. And although 99% of the emails I received were from Trump supporters, I also got about 100 emails from liberal Trump haters. You know the kind, mentally ill, vile, vicious, filled with hate for Trump and America. These liberal losers are always on the wrong side of every issue. The only argument these geniuses have is, Wayne, go to hell. I hope you and your family die from COVID. What brilliant orators and debaters they are. That's the opposition, folks. Low-class losers with nothing to say except hate and the F word. And this one time, you're not going to believe this one, this one time, they're all on Trump's side. That's right. The 100-plus liberals who contacted me to curse me out and wish death upon me were all saying, you're an idiot and Trump is right. That says it all. Trump screwed up. If those disgusting Marxist lowlives who hate America are on Trump's side, he's made a gigantic mistake and miscalculation on this one issue. If these mentally ill people agree with you, you know something is very, very wrong. And you need to go back and rethink your views on the issue. That's my column that came out Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Now, keep in mind, it was only a week before I was the first guy in the country to write about the Trump comeback. And I wrote about polls that showed Trump with 50 to 60% of the Republican primary vote, and the second place finisher DeSantis at 11%, and Mike Pence at 9%, and everybody else at 1%, like Chris Christie. You know, Chris Christie, the big, fat, obese slob who hates Trump and is jealous of Trump. Chris Christie's at 1%. And so I was the first guy to notice that. And today, if you look at every conservative website, there's like three different polls out that show Trump dominating the GOP primary field. So I love Trump. I will always love Trump. I will always support Trump. I was the first guy to point out he's going to win in a landslide in the Republican primary, and I believe a landslide in the general election, too. But he's got to watch out on the issue of vaccines. He's wrong on that issue. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, it's par for the course in Chicago. Chicago teachers are preparing to strike over return to the classroom. You know, look, I'm on record, man. Teachers can be very nice people and very important people, crucial people in your lives. Unfortunately, the teachers we've got in this country are a bunch of lazy communists, a bunch of lazy bums who don't want to work. Chicago teachers, they don't want to go back to class, but they want to be paid their full salary. You know what? I got no problem. Don't go back to class. Why teach those kids? Who cares? Let them all just, you know, be bums the rest of their lives. Don't teach anybody. Why should you teach anyone? You're just a teacher. But I think you should take away their paychecks. Let's see how they feel about that one. No problem. Don't go to class. You're fired. That's the way you treat teachers who don't want to teach in a classroom. You're fired. If you don't want to teach in a classroom, you're not a freaking teacher anymore. What do you call yourself? You either teach or you don't teach. If you don't teach, you don't get a salary. How about we take away your salaries? And then they're going to go, oh, but we think that, you know, online learning is just as valuable as classroom learning. No problem. If you teach in the classroom, you'll get your $75,000 a year. If you teach online only, you'll get $35,000 a year. I'll bend. I'll compromise. We're going to cut your salary in half because teaching in a classroom is nothing like teaching online. The kids aren't learning anything. They're learning nothing. They're learning squat. They're not even sitting there. You kidding me? They're not listening to you. If they're not trapped in a classroom, because that's the only way to make them go to school and learn, trap them in a classroom listening to your boring drivel, because most teachers are boring as crap. I was in school my whole life, and I know teachers make me fall asleep. There are so few good teachers. There are so few teachers like the ones they immortalize in movies and TV series that really give a damn and make kids give a damn. 90% of you are dull and boring as wet paint. Watching a doorknob or wet paint dry is exciting as being in a classroom with most teachers. So believe me when I tell you, if you don't have an force them to sit in the classroom and listen to you where you can stare at them and they can't just go to sleep, nobody's going to listen to a single word you say online. So no problem. If it's up to me, you want to teach online, you're fired. You get nothing. Your pension's gone. Your health benefits are gone. You got nothing. Good luck finding another job. Good luck finding any job in the world that pays you a pension for 50 years of not working when you hit the age of 50. Good luck finding a job that pays your health care all these years with Cadillac health care. But, you know, I could be persuaded to give them half salary and half pension and half health care benefits for teaching online. Let's give them those choices and see if they're so quick to strike and not teach in a classroom. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. And by the way, every single liberal media calls me a right-wing host, an extreme right-wing host, an ultra-right-wing host, a super-right-wing host, and a conspiracy theorist. Isn't it funny? Every single poll shows the American people agree with me on everything. Name the poll. I'm on the side of the majority on every single issue. How's that extreme? How is that in any way, shape, or form, conspiracy theorist? Everyone agrees with me on every issue. Biden disapproval hits all-time high. Latest poll, quoted today on CNBC. 60% of the viewers disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. 55% disapprove of his handling of the pandemic. 56% disapprove of his overall job as commander-in-chief. People don't like him. People don't like the Democrat Party anymore. People don't like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. They don't like any of their policies. Everything I say on this show is in the majority of the American people. And that's with polls that are mostly oversampling Democrats. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Tangible is a company that's interested in your future, and your future includes inflation. Like it or not, inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s. Keep the music low, Chris. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation at its highest level in 40 years. And it's actually much worse than it looks because they game the system. Just like they rig the election, they rig the inflation index. Because they take out of it the only things that matter, food and energy. So what can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals and the absolute best customer service. Tangible has 40 years of experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call toll-free 800-300-8441. That's 800-300-8441. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will get the best customer service and the guaranteed lowest prices in the country.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you are vaccinated and boosted, you may get COVID, but you are highly protected against severe illness.
President Biden's comments at the White House on Tuesday, this has over 1 million people, both vaccinated and unvaccinated combined, tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday, Americans are quitting their jobs in record numbers. The Labor Department says 4.5 million people left their jobs in November, which is a new high. According to the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, the accommodation and food service industry led the way with the largest number of quits. Losses in health care, social assistance, transportation, and warehousing round out the top five. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. who developed the Zelenko protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. That protocol reduced hospitalization. He is a board-certified physician in New York, Dr. Zelenko. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And now he has developed Z-Stack, Z for Zelenko, Z-Stack, which has vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule, just two capsules per day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. And to make it easy for you, all you do is go to my website. Everybody knows my website, root4america.com. Root4America.com and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Root4America.com. Click on the link and get the new product designed by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Z-Stack. Root4America.com. Look for the big Z. Click on it. You're there. So I'm excited about this guest. He has to remain anonymous, by the way. He is a commercial airline pilot. He flies for one of the big airlines. And for fear of retribution, because he refuses to be vaccinated, he wants to tell you what's going on. He needs to remain anonymous. But we've got a guy we'll call Greg on the line. Greg, you're on with Wayne Allyroot. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hello, Wayne. Happy New Year, and thank you for having me on. It's a real opportunity.
Yeah, so Greg contacted me via email to tell me some of the things going on at the airlines with the pilots, and I said to him, why don't you come on my show? And he said, well, I will. Let's do it, but I got to remain anonymous. And I said, great. So we'll just call you Greg. That's not his real name, and we want to know what's going on right now. So first of all, you're refusing, even though you're a pilot for one of the big airlines, you're refusing to fly right now. Why are you refusing to fly?
Well, I'm refusing to fly right now. It's not that I can't fly. Now, I was granted a religious exemption, but so that would allow me to fly. But I choose to take some time off for a myriad of reasons, mostly because crews right now are put under a lot of pressure. And what people don't realize is that the mask mandate and the vaccines have really divided the country, polarized opinions, and unfortunately, airline pilots have to deal with that. We have enough to deal with, and now you throw in constant calls from flight attendants because people aren't wearing masks the right way. That goes into our psyche and our whole processing, mental processing. So I'm waiting for things to play out. I'll tell you what, I'll go back when the mask mandates go away.
Well, how do you, by the way, how do you afford to not work right now with no money coming in? You're drawing on your pension, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. I'm able to do that, and I'm blessed to do that. But, you know, so I'm taking a COVID leave, if you will.
All right, so you've been a pilot for many, many years, like 20 years plus. Is that the deal?
35 years, 25 years with the airlines, and 10 years as a corporate pilot.
Okay, very good. All right, so obviously you can confirm the fact that many pilots and flight attendants and mechanics and all kinds of airline employees are refusing to be vaccinated at this very moment. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure if they're all refusing. I would say that probably 70% of the pilots, and I can speak for them because I am one, but 70% of the pilots have gotten vaccinated for fear of losing their job. But, you know, we're mostly critical thinkers, we're analyzers, and we pretty much do what we're told. We follow protocol. And I think probably 25% didn't want to get vaccinated, and 10% of them did. And they acquiesced because they were fear of losing their jobs. So there's probably a good solid 15%. Now, this is just a guess, of pilots that will not get vaccinated. So they've either had to apply for a medical exemption or a religious exemption. And that's kind of an invasion of privacy because now I'm sending a letter in about my religious beliefs and why I don't want to get vaccinated. And where's that letter going to? That letter is going to HR. To who? Who in HR? So they have a file on me, and there's a letter in there talking about my religious beliefs. And if it was a medical exemption, the same thing. They would have a letter in my file about my medical condition not allowing me to have the vaccine, which is a real encroachment of privacy. And it's interesting because airlines are really big on personal privacy, but yet we have to expose ourselves in order not to get the vaccine.
Well, Well, yeah, I mean, it's no surprise, Greg, because, I mean, the hypocrisy is stunning on every topic. I mean, I remember I wanted, you know, I've produced three top reality TV shows, and I tried to do a reality TV show about the most famous hospital in Las Vegas and all the cases they get, crazy stories they get here in Vegas. You can imagine what they see in the emergency room in Vegas. And they wanted to do it. They said, yes, we were ready to sign contracts. And the lawyers for the hospital came back to me, this is like 5 years ago, and they said, oh, no, we can't let our client, the hospital, do this. Because of HIPAA laws, it would be a violation of people's privacy. I said, even if they sign, they said, we're not allowed to have a camera in the emergency room. You can't do that. It's not going to work. We're not going to allow it. HIPAA is too strong, blah, blah, blah. And yet here they're saying, before I walk in a restaurant, they want to know, have I been vaccinated? That's none of their damn business. So, I mean, it, you know, you see that. I see it. It's crazy. Same thing with voter ID. Oh, my God, it's racist to ask for voter ID. But now they want me to show my passport along with ID to walk into every restaurant in New York City and every restaurant in San Francisco, every restaurant in Chicago, every restaurant in L.A. The whole thing is infuriating and disgusting and hypocritical. Let me ask you this. We saw over the last week.
Let me add something, sure, though, before you ask me that.
Go.
Okay. So you have to look at the company's perspective, too. The company does not want to fire pilots and flight attendants, mechanics, and ramp crew. They can't afford to fire them, and they don't want to see the personnel that they put a lot of money in training. They don't want to fire them. So they are granting all of these exemptions, which is, I think, quite noble. Unfortunately, the company is having to follow these draconian mandates from our federal government. So their hands are really tied. And, you know, pilots and flight attendants, they don't hate their company, and they don't want to hate their company. They never would have worked there. And airlines really care about their passengers. But these mask mandates and the draconian environment you have to go through, just getting out of the car and starting your trip and getting on the airplane to go see grandma, it's a horrible experience. But the airlines, their hands are tied. They can't provide service anymore because there is no service anymore. So the entire playing field has been leveled. And, you know, Delta or United or any of the other airlines, they can't outshift each other with better service because there's no service. So their hands are tied, our hands are tied, and the passengers just are becoming really frustrated. I mean, there's a huge spike in drinking on the airplane. Well, the airplanes aren't serving alcohol anymore, so the passengers are bringing their own, and they're finding all kinds of minis, you know, tucked in the seat back pockets.
Is that legal? Is that legal to bring booze on an airplane?
Legal. It's not legal, but they're doing it.
Wow.
And it's to, you know, just get through the flight. And then you get somebody that looks at somebody that doesn't have their mask on properly, or their mask is down too long when they're chewing a Frito or a Cheeto. And then this is how this stuff starts in the back. And it puts a lot of pressure on the pilots. You know, we have enough to do up there, right? We've got ATC we've got to listen to. We've got to listen to each other. We've got, you know, to set up for an approach, or there's en route things we have to do. And then when we get a call from the flight attendant that, you know, she's concerned because somebody is eating popcorn very slowly and not putting their mask back up. That's another thing that
you ridiculous.
Have to deal with.
Well, let me get to...
Greg,
I'm interrupting you only because, you know, there's so much limited time in radio, and there's something I want to get to, which is massive cancellations of flights during the holidays for the last 2 weeks. And they keep blaming it on COVID. People are out sick. And I'm sure some of that is true. But I am guessing that all these vaccine mandates have caused a lot of pilots and flight crews to do what you're doing. And just like in the hospitals, they're overwhelmed. But they're not overwhelmed with patients who are sick. They don't have enough people there to take care of all the sick because they fired so many nurses who wouldn't do the vaccine mandates. Can your airlines afford to fire 15 or 25% of your pilots and still fly? The answer is no, correct?
Right, that's correct. I'm not sure. I don't know of anybody that's not flying because of the vaccine mandates. Okay, I'm sure there's a pockets in certain airlines that they're kind of, you know, saying forget it. I think what's going on now is that everyone is so hysterical about a sniffle, a cold, a sore throat, a sneeze, a cough, that it used to be that we would come to work with a cold, right? That's how we were taught. That's how we were raised. Oh, get up and go to work, okay? And we did that for years. But if you do that now as flight crew, you're looked at by other flight crew. How dare you being here? You're selfish and you're reckless. So what happens? You call in sick. And so you're going to have a lot of sick calls for a lot of sniffles that they could have come to work. So I'm not quite sure that this is an all-out, you know, revolt on the vaccines. I just can't confirm that.
And there are also reports that a lot of pilots literally have died in the last year, not thousands, but like 100 versus in the past, you know, single digits. And they died after getting vaccinated. Are you aware of any friends of yours who have been vaccinated and then, you know, had some sort of sudden cardiac emergency and they're gone now or they're unable to work anymore?
Right. So I'm not aware of any personal friends, but I have heard through social media. But the problem is that we don't know what's true and what's not true anymore. And the airlines are not very transparent, and neither is the federal government. We will never know for sure if those pilots, if whoever's claiming that those pilots died, we'll never know. The truth will never come out, not in a million years.
Yeah, well, people are dropping dead. Great, people are dropping dead of heart attacks all across America, and you can never prove it was the vaccine. But they just happen to all have been vaccinated in the last couple of weeks, and then they drop dead, and they never had a heart issue in their whole lives. So it's kind of easy to figure out something's going on. Something's not right. A lot of people are dropping dead, and a lot of people are still alive, but they have heart problems for the rest of their lives, and they've never had them before. Lots of stuff to go through. Hey, Greg, we appreciate you coming on. I'm glad that we did not hurt your career. Nobody knows who you are. We stayed anonymous. Greg, commercial airline pilot. Thank you. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
What kind of
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you were only a fly on the wall, you could hear what we talked about during the break. You would just die laughing. We were trying to create a Jewish version of The Godfather. Leave the gun and take the Kaddish. Oh, boy. We had a good time there in the breaks. We have a great time. I think we could charge admission for the breaks. We could make a lot of money. We have fun during the breaks. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Projects. I know you've heard me talk about Liberty Projects in the past. They've got a wonderful website called vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch right here in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. Talk about history. How cool is that? The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman, his family, and friends have been keeping the program alive in their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. Knowing my fantastic listeners, I told them they could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does almost nothing for vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today. That's vetsandhorses.com. And, oh, by the way, I never ask you to do anything I don't do myself. It was, I think, the day after Christmas. I went over to the website and made a very nice donation in the name of Wayne Allen Root. I think I clicked on the thing. It says make it public. So when you go there, you'll probably see my donation. And I'm always trying to help the people that I believe in. If I ask you to donate, I'm going to donate, okay? A little housekeeping, by the way. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website is RootForAmerica.com, which is really, we've really spent a lot of money and a lot of time and upgraded the site dramatically. Everything starts at RootForAmerica.com. All my columns, all my videos, all my podcasts, audio and video are all there. And of course, you can click and automatically start listening to my national radio show, my local Vegas radio show, and my podcast right there at the top of Root for America. And then, of course, my opinions all day long on the biggest news stories can be found at Getter, Getter. Getter, Getter, which is Getter.com, or the Getter app, at Wayne Root. Or you can go to Parler, Parler, at Real Wayne Root. All right, there's the housekeeping. Some more issues that I have not had a chance to get to. I want to see which are the most important ones that I really want to get to. First of all, I don't know if you saw earlier today, but Ted Cruz said that if Republicans win back the House and the Senate, they're going to move immediately to impeach President Biden, which I think is fantastic news. Rand Paul, probably my favorite United States senator, vows to bring Fauci to justice if the GOP wins back the Senate in the midterms. He has vowed to directly go after Anthony Fauci and bring him to justice over repeated lies while under oath as regards to his involvement in the gain-of-function research that took place at the Wuhan Virology Labs. He said, this is a recent interview, Rand Paul said, I will be chairman of the committee in the Senate. Subpoena power to bring forth all the records. Right now they send us records. If we ask about their discussions covering up where the virus came from, its origins in the lab, they white it all out, Paul said, referring to Democrats in power. They redact all the information and send us a blank piece of paper, and they won't tell us about their conversations. But if power transfers back to Republicans, we'll get to the root of everything. Paul predicted that should happen, and Fauci will immediately retire. That would be the best thing right here for the country because he's been so damaging. All these blue state governors listen to him, and I think that it's science to close a restaurant at 10 o'clock at night or to say that we have to have 25% of patrons. There's no evidence that any of the mitigation, any of the rules, any of the mandates changed the trajectory of the virus at all. Rand Paul also warned that thousands of Americans are dying from COVID every month because Fauci is obsessed with pushing vaccines in place of therapeutic treatments that are effective in treating the virus. See? There it is. Rand Paul must be reading my commentary. He said the same thing. He's a doctor. I'm literally a talk show host, and I got it right. It's all about therapeutics. It's about ivermectin. It's about hydroxychloroquine. It's about intravenous vitamin C. It's about megadoses of vitamin D and zinc. It's not about the vaccine. He gets it, I get it. It's about therapeutics. Just to show you again that we're in great shape here, Representative Bobby Rush, another extreme liberal, verges on the definition of communism. Representative Bobby Rush becomes the 24th House Democrat not to seek re-election. Bobby Rush announced today, Tuesday, will not seek re-election to his 16th term in Congress. Why don't we have term limits? Nobody should be allowed to stay 16 terms in Congress, ever. He's the co-founder of the Illinois Black Panther Party, first elected to the House in 1992, and in the year 2000, he beat Barack Obama in a primary. Wow, that's amazing. He beat Obama in a primary in the year 2000. So all of these people are retiring because they know. They know. And this guy, by the way, he's vaccinated. He announced he contracted a breakthrough case of COVID-19 last week. They're all the same. Every one of these people, they're all vaccinated. They all have COVID. And then they'll tell you should be forced vaccinated. We'll be right back with hour number three. Wayne Allyn, much more to talk about, much more to come.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.